Agrikultura ang isa sa mga pundasyon ng ebolusyon ng tao. Nitong nagdaang dalawang siglo, ang mga bagong teknolohiya ay nauwi sa mga bagong paraan ng pagsasaka. Subalit kasama sa mga ito ay ang lumabas na problema sa kapaligiran katulad ng polusyon. Sinubukan ng organic farming na pigilan ang paglago nito. Sa halip na gumamit ng sintetikong pampataba ng lupa at panlaban sa insekto, umasa ito sa mas simpleng paraan katulad ng paggamit ng abono at dumi ng hayop. Si Adam Wilson ang punong tagapagpaganap ng Organic Federation of Australia. Ipinaliwanag niya na ang organic farmers ay nagbibigay ng espesyal na atensyon sa kalusugan ng lupa. Para kay Wilson, isa sa mga pangunahing gawain ay ang pagbabalik ng mineral sa lupa.
Get the minerals back into the soil. An example would be a mountain breaks down, all the minerals run down the river, and then when it floods, it goes out onto the soils to the side of the river. And as we've spread agriculture away from the river, and we're now in all sorts of different places, it's very important to get the minerals back out there into the soil.
Ang organic farming ay maaaring gawin sa maraming paraan, subalit lahat sila ay may kaunting pagkakatulad. Ipinaliwanag ng siyentipiko sa lupang si Dr. Nellie Hobley ng University of England ang malaking pagkakaiba ng mga pagsasakang organic.
I think the principles of organic farming are basically that you want to recycle as much as possible and that the inputs that you have into your systems should come from natural sources. Whereas in, I guess, what you'd call conventional farming, the inputs don't have to be derived from natural sources.
Ang malawakang paggamit ng sintetikong kemikal sa agrikultura ang tinatawag pagminsa na kontrobersyal na pagsasaka. Upang siguruhing gagawa ng tama ang mga magsasakang organic, may mga sistema ng sertipikasyon na ginagamit dito. Ipinaliwanag ni Ginoong Wilson kung paano pinamamahalaan ng Australia ang pagsasakang organic.
The real key thing here in Australia is that we have 6 certifiers that certify to the national standards. And if you look at it carefully, what happens is that a farmer who has a farm, they sign off on a statutory deck on the first day that they decide to become a farmer, and then 3 years later they're fully certified, depending on the history of the farm. Now, every year they get an audit, and in the first year they get 2. And in addition to that, 5% of all organic farmers get random audits. So they just turn up, and they said, oh, we just come to check to make sure you're doing the right job.
Nitong nagdaang dalawang dekada, ang pagkaing organic ay dumami ng husto. Ayon sa Research Institute of Organic Agriculture, umabot na sa 43 milyong hektarya ng lupain sa buong mundo ang ginamit upang taniman ng pagkaing organic noong 2014. Katunayan, ang Australia ay naglaan ng 17.2 milyong hektarya ng lupa para sa pagsasakang organic. Ang mga mamamayan ng Australia ay bumibili ng pagkaing organic dahil iniisip nilang ito ay mas malasa at malusog. Subalit magaling nga ba ang mga pagkaing ito para sa inyo? Narito si Professor Tim Crow, isang eksperto sa nutrisyon mula sa Deakin University ng Melbourne.
This is the big question, and there have been hundreds and hundreds of research studies done in this area because you need to do that many studies to try and see if there's a difference. I mean, this natural variation in nutrients in foods can be 100 to 200% higher just depending on what time of the year and how ripe and what soil the food's growing in. But there's been enough research to show that there may be a slight edge to organic food over conventional grown food, but it only is a couple of key vitamins and minerals, and the levels are quite small, perhaps 20 to 60% higher for some nutrients in some foods.
Subalit kahit nakaramihan ng mga pagkaing organic ay kulang sa bitamina, may mga tanong din tungkol sa lasa nito. Maraming mamimili ang naniniwala na ang mga pagkaing organic ay mas malasa. Sa kabila nito, sinabi ni Professor Crow na ito ay nasa isip lang natin.
If you tell people that a food is organic, they will tell you it tastes better, whether it's organic or not. So consumers cannot tell the difference between organic and conventional produce when you've got similar sorts of food you're comparing.
Madaling gumawa ng pagsubok sa panlasa ng may takip sa mata.
Our taste is built upon expectation. That doesn't mean that they don't taste good if you believe they taste good. They certainly do. But when you do blind testing, the consumers cannot tell the difference between organic and regular fruit and vegetables.
Ipinaliwanag ni Professor Collins kung bakit ang ilang pagkain ay may masarap na lasa.
So generally the vegetables and fruit that taste better are the ones that are picked and then eaten not too long after they've been picked. And so that's not necessarily organic and it's not necessarily conventional. If ever you have been to a grower's market where the farmers come in with their produce freshly picked, they're the ones that taste better. And often they're the ones that are grown a bit closer to where you live.
Ang masarap na lasa at pagkaing mayaman sa nutrisyon ay dalawang magkakaibang bagay na dapat matagpuan sa kinakain nating gulay. Subalit may mga bagay ding hindi nating gustong malaman katulad ng natitirang kemikal na pumapatay sa insekto. Ayon kay Adam Wilson, ayaw ng mga taong kumain ng mga gulay na may kemikal na pamatay sa insekto sa kanilang kinakain.
The number one reason why people are going towards organic food is for health. And top of the list of that health is taking the chemicals out of your diet, number one, without a doubt.
Sa agrikultura, ang salitang kemikal ay kalimitang tungkol sa pamatay ng insekto, mga sintetikong bagay na ginagamit upang mawala ang sukal na damo, mga insekto at iba pang problema. Sa Australia, ang mga pagkain mula sa lupa ay sinusuri para sa kaligtasan kasama ang mga natitirang kemikal. Sinabi ni Tim Crow na ang pagkaing organic ay may kakaunting ganitong kemikal.
This is one area where the research probably is fairly clear that conventional grown fruit and vegetables do have higher synthetic pesticide residues. Now, should you be concerned about that? Well, the answer is no because the levels are still extremely low.
Ilang magsasakang organic ang gumagamit din ng pamatay ng insekto, subalit ang mga ito ay hindi kemikal.
Some of these natural pesticides can be just as harmful and dangerous if you give them in high enough doses to rats as synthetic pesticides. Now, this does not mean that you should be concerned about organic food, not at all, but it puts things into perspective. We are always eating these levels of insecticides when we're eating food, and they're surrounding us all the time. So I would not be concerned about the levels of insecticides on conventional grown fruit and vegetables for that very reason.
Sa totoo, mas mahalaga na siguruhin kumakain tayo ng sapat na prutas at gulay. Sinabi ni Professor Claire Collins na kalahati lamang mula sa 10 nakakatandang Australiano ang kumakain ng rekomendadong dami ng gulay araw-araw.
The problem we have in Australia is there's a massive gap between the amount of vegetables and fruit we know for good health and what people eat. My concern around organic or people thinking that the only vegetables and fruit you can eat is organic is that it widens the gap in terms of being able to get people to eat more vegetables and fruit because typically the organic produce is more expensive than the regular produce.
Sumasang-ayon si Professor Tim Crow.
The organic food debate can be quite emotive, that people believe it will taste better and they believe it will be better for them. And if you believe that, that will probably be the case. If you can afford to buy them, by all means go and buy them. Research is not saying that they are worse for you. They may give a small health benefit. But our biggest health problems we face in Australia is actually just not eating enough good, healthy foods to start.
Subalit kung hindi ito tungkol sa lasa at kalusugan, marami pang aspeto ng pagsasakang organic ang maganda para sa kapaligiran. Lahat ng tanim ay kailangan ng pampataba ng lupa at dalawa sa mga pinaka-importante ay ang nitrogen at phosphorus. Ang mga kemikal na ito ay kailangan din ng lahat ng buhay sa mundo. Ayon kay Dr. Hobley, hindi kinikilala ng mga tanim kung ang pinanggagalingan ng pampataba ay natural o artipisyal. Para sa kanila, pare-pareho ito. Sa kabila nito, may iba pang epekto sa kapaligiran. Ang pagpapalabas ng nitrogen sa konbensyonal na pagsasaka ay gumagamit ng malaking enerhiya at nagpapalabas ng greenhouse gas. Ipinaliwanag ni Dr. Nelly Hobley, siyentipiko sa lupa, kung paano ginagamit ng mga magsasaka ang phosphorus.
Now, in organic farming, you are actually allowed to apply rock phosphate, but it can't be treated. So they have to be natural rock phosphates or potentially guano. In contrast with this, conventional agriculture uses superphosphates, which are basically rock phosphates that have been treated with acid, which makes that phosphate a lot more available for the plants. So that really promotes plant growth.
Upang makakuha ng phosphorus sa bato, kailangan itong hukayin at ito ay nakakaapekto sa kapaligiran. Karagdagan, ito ay limitado lamang at nakakasama sa ating basura sa pamamagitan ng imburnal na umaabot sa karagatan. Sa pagsasakang organic, ang muling paggamit ng pataba ay nauuwi sa mas mahusay na paggamit ng phosphate. Kaya ang mga produktong organic ay kalimitang maganda para sa kapaligiran, subalit ang pagbili nito ay may kakaibang epekto.
The benefits of organic agriculture are such that you don't have the greenhouse gas emissions naturally associated with the production of your fertilizers, and your soil's a lot healthier. But if you're then importing your food from elsewhere, then you do have greenhouse gas emissions. You've got those food miles.
Sa ngayon, ang pagsasakang organic ay hindi nagbubunga ng kasingdaming ani kumpara sa ordinaryong pagsasaka. Hindi nito kayang pakainin ang populasyon ng mundo. Naniniwala ang magsasakang organic na Adam Wilson na ang ginagamit niyang pamamaraan ay lalaki at magiging kaya ng maraming magsasaka.
It has history. You know where it's coming from. And what you buy today is affecting the future tomorrow. And organics is a great thing to invest in. It's a great future.
Kahit na lumalaki ang palengke, kailangan nating magbago ng pananaw. Kahit na nakatira tayo sa syudad o hindi, magandang magsimula ng sariling taniman sa inyong bahay o sumama sa isang lokal na kooperatiba.
Gardening is a wonderful thing that brings people together. It's social and it actually makes you happy. And I would certainly recommend that people get back into gardening as much as possible and try and produce as much food as possible because that will definitely be beneficial for the environment. But you don't necessarily have to do that organically.